As deep cuts are made in treatment programs for drug and alcohol abuse, there's been a dramatic rise in the number of deaths from opiate use. But are they connected? The government's own Advisory Council on the Misuse of Drugs firmly says yes, and has warned that more cuts could lead to more deaths. This programme has discovered figures showing that over £300 million has been cut from drug and alcohol treatment in England over the past 5 years. During this time, deaths from heroin and morphine in Britain have more than doubled. Caroline Turriff reports.
The hardest thing Reverend Ross Terranova has done in his almost 30 years as a priest was speaking at the funeral of his 28-year-old son, Ben, who died of a drugs overdose last year.
He'd been tremendously fun and engaging to be around, very intelligent, creative, always had a love of books, always had a love of writing, of poetry.
His son Ben, a talented poet who suffered from depression, fell into a 10-year downward spiral of drink and drugs at the age of 19. Despite the fact that he was in danger of killing himself, it took the charity commissioned by Kent Drug Team a year to find a residential rehab place for him. Ben's father believes that because he wasn't a threat to society, he didn't get the help he needed.
He was never violent, he was never aggressive. The final year before his death, he was in a terrible state. And it seemed to me that the only way he could be sectioned was if he was being violent to others, breaking the law, throwing bricks through windows.
Kent, where Ben died, has cut over 20%, £2.9 million, from its substance misuse budgets in a year. Drug-related deaths there have almost doubled since 2012. Kent Council said they are introducing measures to reduce alcohol and drug-related deaths. Caroline Ralph was a substance misuse manager in the Medway area of Kent before she resigned, partly because of the cuts.
Since 2015, I'm aware of at least 12 deaths, that the overburdening of substance misuse workers definitely played a part in leading to those deaths. People who were having 40 caseloads went up to 60 to 80 caseloads almost overnight.
However, Medway Council pointed us to a recent Care Quality Commission report saying that these caseloads were manageable with proper oversight. The cuts started in 2013 when responsibility for funding substance misuse treatment was transferred from the NHS to local authorities. Izzy Seacombe is a Conservative councillor and wellbeing chair of the Local Government Association.
Over half a billion has been cut from the public health grant. We are cut to the bone. It's also at a time when we have rising demand. It's quite a toxic mix, that.
Recovering addicts like Dougie in Leicester say the cuts to services there have been a disaster.
The whole system is just broken. I do speak to staff. They're just overwhelmed. I've seen about 7 member attacks just outside the hub, the drug and alcohol places. 7 different people collapse because they've been smoking Mamba outside a drug and alcohol place. Mamba, it's light spice, synthetic cannabis. If I wanted to relapse, I know exactly where to come. I'd come down to the hub, and there'll be somebody there who'd take me off and get me sorted out with drugs.
Turning Point, who run the recovery hub, said that they are preventing deaths and ensuring people get the attention they need. And Leicester Council told us that a recent Care Quality Commission report called the work the organisation is doing to bring together all the various strands of drug and alcohol services outstanding. However, another service user told me he had witnessed someone collapse from a heroin overdose outside the same building. The impact of drug use isn't just on the addicts themselves. Paul Hayes used to run the government's National Treatment Agency.
The most recent figures are that only 1 in 3 of the people who've received treatment in prison who are thought to need treatment on their release actually accesses treatment when they're released, which then makes it more difficult for them to recover, but also making it more likely for them to go back to a life of crime, to using and to offending.
He believes that lack of help for former inmates is fuelling crime rates. The government's own drug strategy review, published this summer, says that heroin and crack addicts commit 45% of burglaries, robberies and shoplifting in England. The government's Independent Advisory Council on the Misuse of Drugs says drug treatment saves almost 900 lives a year and that there is a link between funding cuts and deaths. It says things might be about to get even worse.
There were further cuts planned of 30, 40, 50%, depending on the local area.
Annette Dale Pereira is from the Advisory Council on the Misuse of Drugs.
More cuts on top of the cuts that we've already had are likely to result in more drug-related deaths, people losing loved ones through drug-related deaths, more crime in local communities, and much bigger impact on the NHS in things like emergency calls, A&E departments, etc.
Some councils told me that spending money on drug treatment is not a priority for council taxpayers, as they think drug addicts have caused their own problems. For Dougie, the experience of being homeless exacerbated his issues.
During my addiction, I ended up spending 3 years living on the streets. And I saw three murders. I got attacked by five guys. And because I was homeless, I've had guns rammed in my mouth. If you keep on going like this, cut after cut, be prepared to send the trucks round and pick the bodies up in the morning, because that's what you're going to end up with. Dead bodies in the streets.
The Department of Health told us that local authorities are the best place to decide how to spend the public health grant, but that they are not complacent and recently introduced a comprehensive new drug strategy to protect the most vulnerable. But the Advisory Council on the Misuse of Drugs recently questioned whether the government's commitment to treatment for addicts, outlined in its recent drug strategy review, could actually be achieved, given the sharp cuts in funding for treatment.
Caroline Tariff.